And what kind of things would a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet or a wristwatch.
And what about the things that she might wear around her neck?
Necklace.
And if the necklace is made out of individual little balls that are strung together, what would you call that?
Bead.
And if a man doesn't wear a belt, then what would he use to hold up his trousers?
Suspenders.
If you, well, what do you hold over your head to keep the rain off?
An umbrella.
And when you make up the bed, what are the things you put on the bed to keep you warm?
Blanket. You put sheet, and then blanket, and then you put your spread on top.
What if it's, do you think you're going to need more than a blanket? Do you have anything else you'd use?
You just put on a quilt.
Quilt, what would that be stuffed with?
It's stuffed with cotton.
And what about, have you ever seen any stuff with feathers with down?
And that's a comfort.
That's a comfort. So if it's stuffed with cotton, it's a quilt, and if it's stuffed with down, it's a comfort.
Mm.
What about the thing at the head of the bed to...
Pillow.
And have you ever seen it where instead of having two pillows, you'd have one piece?
A bolster.
A bolster. suppose you had more guests than you had beds. You might take a quilt and put it on the floor for the children. What would you call that?
Call it a pallet.
A pallet. And do you know, if you're, well, along the edge of a stream, the flat ground that gets flooded in the spring and then the rest of the time is real good, do you have a name for that kind of ground?
Uh-uh.
What about a field that be low-lying, but it wouldn't be out in the water? It'd just be good for grass or clover or something like that.
It's just a open field.
What about over here by the river, that flat land with the kind of grass?
Marsh.
And is there a difference, or would you call it something different, whether it's fresh water or salt water?
No, it's salt water. Then it's a marsh, and if it's fresh water, it's a fresh water lake, I guess, is a fresh water place.
Now, what about if it's, muddy ground like it is out there, but it's fresh water? You know, still, the ground stays wet all the time.
We just call it lowland, and it's a muck.
And what about if it's fresh water and it's got trees growing in it?
You call it a pond.
A pond. And if you want to get the water off the marshes, you say they're doing what?
They have to dig a ditch and drain it off.
And. You call a thing that's like a river coming out of the ocean, but it's smaller than a river.
A creek.
And what about something that would be fresh water and be running into a river? Would you call that a creek?
Yes.
And what about a smaller one that runs into that creek? Would you still call that a creek?
I guess so, because this creek and that creek, and they're all running into the river.
What about a place where a creek is cut a bed into the ground, sort of? Do you have a name for the ditch that is cut? And what about if it's not a creek, it's just where the, when it rains, the water runs off and it's cut a ditch?
I don't know.